Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone. Happy day to you. It is June 5th, 2019. This is Molly McCord, and thank you for joining me today as we take a look at the weekly intuitive astrology and energies of June 5th to June 12th. This is the Wednesday podcast where we look at more of the astrological transits that are happening in the cosmos and get an understanding of how to work with them effectively and powerfully. Thank you for joining me, and I hope that you have some great takeaways in today's show. We did have an episode on Monday that was about the overall healing themes of June. And this is a month of choice points. This is a month of really standing stronger in your ability to trust yourself, to trust your feelings, to trust your gut-level silent messages. These are the messages that we don't always understand logically, but we feel. We feel this is right. We trust this is the best path. We understand that we're meant to put trust in this part of ourselves. And so there is a giant activation of our emotional bodies. There's a big activation of the parts of ourselves that perhaps we haven't really connected with in a while. And this is happening through the energies of Cancer. Now we have Mercury in Cancer, Mars in Cancer, and the North Node in Cancer. All three are opening up areas of our energy fields that we maybe haven't felt for a while or gone into for a while. Cancer is a private energy. It's the relationship within yourself, to yourself, of your emotions, of how you feel about yourself, how you work with feelings, how you process feelings, how you feel safe in the world, and to honor, really honor these parts of yourself. So that's just a sampling here of what the month of June is showing us. And I'm just feeling it very strongly that it's absolutely the divine feminine, divine mother energy within each of us that's rising up. And it's a divine feminine energy that perhaps we've lost connection with in a patriarchal society, in a world that rewards ambition, results, accomplishment, in a society or in cultures that are about how you appear, how you show up in the world, that honor what your title is, what your status is. This is the other side of that. This is the divine feminine, supreme mother energy, that accepts, that listens, that has compassion, that activates areas in your energy field that are really for your own private use, that are meant to be. I'm just getting this energy of, I don't even know how to describe it. It's sort of like, I'll call it glitter. I'll call it glitter in your auric field that is reminding you that you came in with a lot of receptive energies, okay? That it's the feelers, it's the stimuli, it's the antennas that you have access to that give you information about an environment, about a person, about a situation, in a way that might not connect with our logical, cerebral selves. And this is an activation of those, we're going to call them glitter because that feels really lovely, those sensors and antennas that are helping you navigate your journey in a way where you continue to trust what feels right, even if your mind needs more time to quote-unquote figure it out. The energy is in the gut, trusting these silent messages, trusting what feels right, and allowing that to be a reliable source of information and messages. And that's just a very strong energy that we're in right now, and it's going to be building into next week, because each of these planets in Cancer will be opposing Saturn, Pluto, and the South Node in Capricorn, which is the energy of our old consciousness dying and being okay with this huge changeover of energies that honor the fullness of our emotional bodies, of our intuition, of our receptors, right? And this is why June is about choice points, because there's going to be something, perhaps you're feeling it already, that you need to choose within yourself first. The energy being so strong in Cancer is about putting your feelings first, putting what that instinctual reaction is first, and not worrying about what it looks like to the outside world. This is where you trust what you have to decide for yourself, where you have to go, the changes that are unfolding this year, the things that are coming up to your awareness about perhaps a new path, a new start, a new life, the areas that you need to follow that are right for you. It's really putting yourself first, because the intention is to trust yourself, to trust what you know is best for your highest good. And it's leaving behind these deeper obligations, responsibilities, and Capricorn areas that we thought would make us happy. We thought something was perhaps a lifelong endeavor, or you would stay committed to a role for the rest of your life, or you maybe thought, oh, I was going to be in this job or in this responsibility, or I thought this would be the rest of my life. Well, we're living in times of energies quickly changing and many dynamic things happening, such as, of course, awakenings, of course, spiritual expansion. This is a time of understanding how you can't play small. You can't hold yourself back. You can't walk a line for other people. You can't stay in a place that no longer connects with where you're meant to keep growing. And so many of you who listen to this podcast, you are leaders. You are energy leaders. You are here to do something new, to strike out on your own, to do something that is best for humanity in the long term. You are here to contribute to these new opportunities, these new potentials. You're here to keep moving forward. And that's probably what your journey has shown you through your own awakening process and your own growth, is that you've had to break away from some people. You've had to break away from roles and occupations or professions. You broke away from what you thought you'd be doing for a long time, because now humanity needs people on the front lines who are following who they really are, who understand the truth of their energy, who are here to love how they're different, to love their own unique skills. And all of this is especially strong here in the middle of 2019. Choice points, where you're not meant to hold back who you are, what you need, what you want, because of what you thought. it's interesting. I'm getting that image of what you thought you would stay committed to long term. There's a redefinition of responsibility. There's a redefinition of commitment right now. And June is bringing that up. And it's really that opposition between Cancer and Capricorn energies that says a part of ourselves is energetically dying. Dying as in a completion, as in it's fulfilled a purpose, as in it's connected with another. I'm hearing an outdated dream, like a dream you had long ago, or a story that you thought would unfold in a certain way. That's the ending that's also happening right now. And I've talked about this in other shows too, if you've listened to this podcast for a while. It's related to Saturn in Capricorn traveling with the South Node. And of course, also the endings that Pluto in Capricorn brings. And it's very real. I mean, these are Earth signs. The Capricorn is an Earth sign. It's our physical world. It's something changing in the career permanently. A lot of people are realizing they've done a professional role or been in an occupation that isn't truly who they are. They went to school, they got the education, they earned the degrees, they put in the time, they put in the decades. And then they realize, this doesn't connect with my heart anymore. This doesn't connect with what I want in my life. I don't want to keep going to this skyscraper to work every day. I don't want to keep commuting. I don't find satisfaction in this like I used to, because the root of who you are has shifted and changed. This is part of an overall change in the global energies. It's not just you, but it's understanding that it's okay to change your occupation. It's okay to change your profession. It can be some of the scariest things we do and the biggest leaps of faith, because we have a lot invested in a job or in a career. It's a paycheck. And in our lives, yeah, we need a paycheck. And I know that many people live paycheck to paycheck, and that's a strong reality. And so to make the shift or to consider changing this key area of life is a very big thing. And I feel strongly, as someone who's done it, by the way, I've done it a few times, and it's always been a big thing. So I completely understand if that's what you're going through, that it brings up a lot of what ifs, a lot of unknowns, a lot of fears. But the energy right now is supporting honoring who you really are and where you really find happiness and satisfaction, and honoring the truth of who you are now, and to not be hard on yourself about what you thought it was going to be or how you thought you might stay in this role for another two decades. We're living in one of the most dynamic periods of energies here, especially as we go into the next decade. And what you're choosing is the truth of who you are. You are choosing to believe that if you feel something is right for you, you feel it is time for a new job, a new role, a new mission. You're feeling that because the universe, God, source, spirit, whatever language you use, is giving you those messages too. You're feeling the message, and then the universe is amplifying, yes, 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 this is who you are now. This is where you should go next. This is the direction to follow. So please trust that. Again, this is the Cancer energies as well that are saying, trust what feels right and allow that energy to guide you forward through where you want to go. Now, I think it's wise to be practical. Some people approach change in very different ways. You can approach change as needing baby steps or as needing to be a turtle, and you just take your time. You can approach change by, you know, making a grand exit on a Friday and never coming back to that office. You can make change by planning, financially planning for the changeover. Make change as you need to do in the way that fits with who you are. And so I find that a lot of fixed signs, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, Aquarius, are the energies that resist change or that only do change on their own timelines. And so these are the parts of yourself to honor change as you need to make it. The other signs, mutable and cardinal signs, are actually better at change because there's an energy of the possibilities and the change and what's new and what's fresh. So this is a time of the change with the strong Cancer energy. But maybe you need to give yourself 6 months or a year, right? It's different for every person. And, of course, I'm only speaking in general terms. The world is changing in big ways right now, and so are each of us. Honor this within yourself. Honor this as a gift. Honor the change as something exciting. Honor the change as a new aspect of yourself that you get to learn about, Sun in Gemini, that you get to understand, that you get to investigate or ask questions about. The Gemini energy is asking us to think differently, talk it out, have conversations, do anything online to get information. Where do you need to take classes? What do you need to learn? It's a very mentally busy energy. And when it's directed in a healthy way, it helps you find the answers you need. When it spins or circles, when that energy doesn't have an outlet, it creates anxiety and it leads to a very active nervous system. It can be too much where the mind doesn't calm and the mind doesn't turn off. So we need to manage these parts of ourselves as change is happening, as it's time to choose and trust who you really are right now. So we have many planets moving through Cancer. I'm including the North Node in Cancer in this, and as I do this show, the Moon is in Cancer. The Moon, of course, will move on. But there is an energy here of going within for what you know feels right for you, and it doesn't require the outside world to vote or give an opinion on that path or that information. You know, I'm just feeling strongly how our emotional bodies are really being activated in June so that we can also see how far we've come and what we've learned about ourselves and how much we've grown and how much we've healed. There is, again, this split. I'm feeling it as a split in self-awareness that it's crossing a bridge, it's moving to a new level, it's moving to a new platform. There's a sense of where you're committing to yourself, you're trusting what is right for you, and that's enough. That's a key part of this. When you trust what's right for you, that's it. End of story. That's enough. You don't have to circle around in it, right? You don't have to keep digging into it or doubting it or questioning it. You just let that be a full stop, end of period. This is what it is for me. And it's choosing that. And then it's also choosing your next level of consciousness. And I'm seeing that as a pathway that opens up. Because we never know it all at once. We never know what everything will look like and or how it's going to show up. But this is a crossover month. And that makes sense in terms of it's the middle of the year. So you look at the first half of 2019, what you've done, what you've moved through, what you've learned, what you've healed. And then in July, we step into the second half of the year. But these energies also coincide with the eclipse cycles because July begins new eclipse cycles. And June is closing out eclipse cycles. So I'm just seeing the spiral, the spiraling energy that's always moving and guiding us to higher levels of awareness, perception, growth. And it's very individual. It's very individual. There's a lot of things in our lives that are meant to be personal. Personal, private. You know, you hold it in your heart. You hold it within you as something that you carry forward. And I feel like there's this strengthening right now of these messages. And it's basically asking you, what do you hold in your heart? What do you keep private for yourself? What are you carrying with you intentionally and with love that no one else has access to unless you grant them access, unless you allow them, you know, the golden key to have access to that part of you. So there's a beautiful self-care here and a self-honoring energy that is also strong in June. And, you know, as I look at how these planets in Cancer are going to be opposing Saturn, Pluto, and the South Node in Capricorn, I feel it as a breaking away from an older version of yourself, an older version of your own consciousness, an old dream. Again, it goes back to breaking away from responsibilities that you've outgrown, a professional world that you're done with, career ambitions that no longer call to you, anything around those Capricorn energies of how we appear in the world, we're breaking up with those. That's what these oppositions are about. We're breaking up with the part of ourselves that we're complete with. And again, this might not happen quickly. The Capricorn energy moves slowly. There's things to take care of. There's finances, there's projects, there's responsibilities. It's like, you know, when you realize you're done with a job, but the responsible thing is to leave on the right timeline, there's that kind of an energy to it where you can't move as fast as you might want to. And so a part of you is already working towards that next endeavor, that next dream, but June has breakup energy, and this breakup energy represents parts of yourself that you have to be responsible for and, you know, take care of business, so to speak, but it no longer is in your heart. So there's new energies in our heart that are calling us forward. There's the parts of ourselves that say, this is what I love now. This is what I want to do now. And, of course, this can show up in your life as breakups with people, with jobs, with experiences, with situations, wherever this opposition is for you, there's breakup energy here that is meant to set everybody free. Now, that's not always how human nature works. Human nature, in all its splendid glory, can have the full spectrum of emotional reactions and behaviors and situations. And I'm laughing because I can think of many situations around how, you know, breakups are choppy. Breakups go bad. Breakups are hard, or they're messy, or they're chaotic. But at a higher level, okay, at a spiritual level, which is that Neptune in Pisces right now, and Neptune in Pisces at 18 degrees is trining the planets in Cancer and sextiling the planets and points in Capricorn. Neptune in Pisces is reminding us that these changes and these transitions are ultimately for everyone's highest and best good, if they choose it. There are people who are never going to learn. There are people who are never going to change. There are people who are never going to do something differently. They have no interest in changing themselves. And you can probably think of some of those people in your own life. The people who have been doing the same antics, the same things for years, for decades. That's who they are. So you, in your spiritual wisdom, have an opportunity here to practice acceptance. Acceptance is truly accepting who somebody is choosing to be right now. This is who they are. This is what they're about. This is their life. These are their choices. This is how they respond. This is what they say. This is what they do. And it's just accepting them. We can go into the potentials of somebody where you see their potential for growth. You see what they could choose differently. You see how they could move forward. You see how they could react differently, right? This is not about their potentials. This is a reality thing. Being in acceptance is accepting the reality of who someone is. You cannot take a $10 bill and make it a $100 bill. You have to accept that is a $10 bill. That's all it is. It's a $10 bill. That's part of the tough love and the reality check of right now. You will only waste your own time and energy daydreaming or focusing on somebody else's potentials or what they could be. And the other part of that is that it's none of your business. It's none of your business because it's not your energy. Your power is in your energy and your choices. So when you choose to be in acceptance, you are choosing to be in your power. And then you get to move on, or then you get to do what's best for you. So this is part of June, where the heart openings, the emotional body is very active, and we can have a lot of compassion. We can want to help, because the energy of Cancer is a helper. And it's compassion, and it's accommodating, and it's, what do you need? Let me help you out with that. Let me do that for you. Cancer can be overly generous. And what we're having to rein in right now, rein it in, is the reality check of your own energy. Is this serving you? Is this the best way, the best use of your time, your emotions, your day? So we're reining it in, fully accepting who other people are, and keeping, it's funny, I'm getting the energy of keeping your energy narrow, like in alignment, in a line, where when you disperse your energy, it can sometimes, I don't know, I don't want to say weaken it, but it's like, you know, when you disperse something, it gets faded. Whereas if you keep it in a straight line, it's like a solid line of energy, a thicker line of energy. That's what I'm seeing right now. It's like keeping your energy in alignment with what's for your best and highest good, because, again, this Neptune in Pisces is saying it's actually for everybody's best good for you to move forward. Move it forward. You are only responsible for yourself. You can only take care of yourself. Yes, you can have other responsibilities, but look at your intention. And also look at what is not your concern, and if you're overly directing energy towards anyone or anything that is not your concern, because you don't have power over their choices. And so this is where the choice point is. Like, we're holding ourselves to task here and saying, all right, I've got to stay in alignment with who I am, what I need, what is best for me. I trust this is right for everybody involved. I'm also feeling like, oh gosh, it's so interesting. So if you stay in alignment with who you really are and you're trusting that I have to do this, I have to make this change, I have to go in this direction, the other people involved who have maybe been relying on you or who need you or who are codependent or who aren't ready for you to make a change, they're going to create chaos. And that could be drama, that could be, I don't know, all, you know how people can create chaos in so many ways. I'm still feeling strongly that this is not meant to dilute or hold back anything that you do, anything that you choose, any direction you go. Because what I'm seeing is that they're creating chaos on the side of you, but not on your path forward. So like the path forward is still open and clear, and they're creating chaos on the side of the street. So you stay on your street, you stay moving forward on the road that you're on, and they're creating chaos on the sidewalk or to the side of you, but they're not really blocking you, right? They're not blocking you. They're just kind of there with their energy, but you still have this open road. And I'm feeling like this is okay. This is totally okay. Let somebody create chaos. Let them go about their own antics or do what they're going to do or make their own choices. I feel like that needs to play out. And that's part of this Capricorn energy, that it takes time for things to play out. But when you are in alignment, you don't get pulled into it. You don't get roped into it in the ways that you used to, because your emotional body or your emotional reactions are actually not tethered to that chaos, perhaps in the way that they were, but they're not tethered to the chaos in a way that slows you down or prevents you from what you want to do. And I'm just trusting that this is making sense for some of you and resonating with your experiences. It's funny because this is not what I thought I'd be talking about in today's show, but I'm just trusting this is what people need to hear, because there's a lot about June that's about breaking up and separations and endings and going your own way and being complete with some things that are not right for you for the long term. And that's to make way in your life, to make room for what is now, for how you're different, how you're new, how you've shifted, how a new passion is emerging. So the interesting thing, too, is that with the sun in Gemini, which is our mind and information and thinking, is that you have to make sure that you're calming down the mind. Because if you gave the mind an assignment to find all the problems or to overthink something, the mind can do that, right? And that's why we have sleepless nights. That's how people can create a mental cage and not know how to get out of it. Because the mental energy is too strong. It's overactive. It's not healthy. It's not being managed. So part of us right now needs to manage our minds and needs to find ways to get out of our heads. And that's where grounding is important. Going for a walk, exercising, hiking a mountain, riding a bike, anything that puts you back in your body, any kind of physical endeavor that puts you in your body is going to help balance overactive mind energy. I also recommend guided meditations, which is where you listen to somebody sharing a visual with you. They're directing your mind to look at something or to focus on a color or an image. Guided meditations are really important. There's, I'm sure, many of them on YouTube, many of them that you can buy through different meditation apps. Guided meditations right now that help direct you towards your own light, your next manifestation, your next dream. Okay, keep the energy moving forward because that mental energy will circle and circle and circle. Guided meditations are excellent. I also recommend something called Brahmi oil, B-R-A-H-M-I. It's Ayurvedic. It's a sesame oil base. Brahmi oil is oil you put on your forehead or the bottom of your feet before you go to sleep. And it's known to calm the nervous system and to calm the mind. And I give it 2 thumbs up because those nights when you have too much in your head and you regret it in the morning and you wish you got more sleep, there's things you can do that are natural, organic, and healthy ways of calming your mind. Very important right now with the sun in Gemini. Venus goes into Gemini on Sunday. Venus in Gemini is about how we enjoy conversation and we enjoy reading and we want to go to the bookstore and buy every book and we want to have conversations. We want to hang out with friends, very social energy. And so very talkative as well, but adds to that Gemini energy. So make sure that you have some healthy strategies so that your mind isn't overworked right now with these big energies that are moving through. Now, the sun in Gemini is also going to be squaring Neptune in Pisces at 18 degrees. And whenever the sun squares Neptune, we don't see things clearly. We're missing information. We're needing to wait. Wait to make a decision. Wait to gather more information. Take a break. That Neptune energy makes things fuzzy and foggy. And it makes it like you don't know the truth. Neptune is the energy of idealizing. And it can be lies. That doesn't mean it's intentional lying. It can just be someone's perception is very different than your own. It makes things very unclear. So the sun squaring Neptune can be a good day to take a mental break and to float or coast or not need to make a decision. So that's going to be happening June 7th, 8th. And then the sun is going to oppose Jupiter in Sagittarius at 19 degrees. This creates what's known as a T-square. And the T-square is these three planets, the sun, Neptune, and Jupiter, all in a configuration where there is some tension and some stress. And this is going to be happening over the weekend into early next week. And it could be a time, again, of don't feel like you have to force anything. Stay open. Stay flexible. Things will change. Plans will change. The details will shift. You could find that you're gathering information you didn't know was even available. I feel like this energy of the sun opposing Jupiter and Sag is very big because it brings up differences in opinions, differences in thoughts, the arguments around belief systems, very specific questions where you say, oh, I believe this, and someone says, well, give me examples. Please show me what that looks like. There can be the potential of misunderstandings, exaggerations, propaganda. Again, things aren't clear. There isn't anything just known with this T-square. It can be very creative, very imaginative. It can be a time of going with the flow, but I would ride it out because this is an energy that is not grounded, and it feels like it's sort of out talking somebody where they say something and then you're going to say it bigger or then they say it differently, or it's this really weird conversation of, oh, I know, it's improv comedy. Have you ever gone to see an improv show? And they're great, right? It's fantastic. It's entertaining. It's funny. It's surprising. That's what this energy is. This T-square means it's a great time to go see an improv show because things will come alive and there'll be turn of events and something unexpected. But if that's happening in your real life and you're like, wow, I can't believe I'm living through this, at least know it for what it is and give yourself time before you have to make any commitments. It's not a good time for commitments. So let's see what else we have coming up here before the show ends. I feel like I covered the biggest energies that we're moving through, especially because next week, starting June 11th and June 12th, is when the energies really amp up for these Mars triggers. And on my YouTube channel, I have a separate video for you about the Mars in Cancer energies. So please watch that video. And we'll talk about that next week too, because June is really helping us get on the right track for what we need to do and focus on next in our lives. And change is big, change is needed, and it's supported. It's really supported, especially when you're making that change from within, based on what you need, based on what you want, based on the truth about how you feel and what really matters to you for your life in the long term. So it's time, it's supported. Know that you're supported right now. Know that you're really not alone. The spiritual world is always available to us, and that can show up in so many forms, in whatever is right for you, whatever energies you connect with and speak to, whether that is God, angels, archangels, guides, entities, you know, whatever that is for you, ask for support right now and know that it will show up. It will really, truly show up because this is a time of big changes and the universe can trust that, to trust it more than ever, to trust that we're supported, to trust that we're loved. And once you really know that you're loved, and that you're powerful in your life, that's the ultimate game changer. That's when everything shifts in your energy field, in your world, in your reality, and in your timeline, in what you create next. So this is a time of truly listening and honoring these messages from within. And they will support you with this strength and power as you go forward. So thank you for joining me. I think that's all I have to share for today's Wednesday show. be back on Monday for another new episode of this podcast. And one more thing, really quick. I just found out that Amazon has put one of my books on sale, The Art of Trapeze, which is my spiritual memoir. It is on sale right now, the ebook. If you're looking for any kind of summer reading or fun adventure, this was the book I wrote about moving to Paris and taking a giant leap of faith and trusting how it would unfold. So if you're looking for any kind of summer read or a book to pick up, may I suggest that? So thanks so much, friends. I appreciate your time and energy. And I will see you back here on Monday. Have a beautiful week ahead. Take good care.